morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Darcy Bancali. It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Beginning tomorrow, Northwestern students can cast their vote for the Associated Student Government 2025 presidential election. Voting will be open until February 8th. The recording of the live debate held yesterday will be available tonight at 7 p.m. You can find more information at asg.northwestern.edu. That's asg.northwestern.edu. Make sure to get those votes in, students. In Evanston news, the Chicago Tribune reported that Lake Street Church is offering sanctuary to immigrants who may be seeking refuge from deportation. The temporary shelter expects to accommodate 30 to 50 people. The church hopes to be a safe haven for anyone who may need it, with the ICE raids that are only expected to increase as time moves on. In Illinois news, it's said to be that Canada and Mexico are among some of Illinois' top trading partners. That being said, Trump's recent tariffs on these countries, as well as China, could affect hundreds of billions of dollars in trade in Illinois. Many goods could be affected by the tariffs, such as oil and natural gas from Canada, beer from Mexico, and electronics as well as clothes from China. Trump has delayed the tariffs on Mexico for now after reaching an agreement with Mexican President Sheinbaum. However, the tariffs on Canada and China remain in place. In national news, NPR reported that in a White House press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, Trump has stated that the U.S. will, quote, take over the Gaza Strip and relocate its people. Trump did not give any details as to how exactly the U.S. would carry this out. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Darcy Bancali. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNURnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, today at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM, or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.